From Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Edgany reading Taking the Fifth, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jantz. Now let's begin with Taking the Fifth. The book opens with a dedication for D.A.L. If all the world's a stage, then God must be the head carpenter. Chapter 1. The aid car was there, sitting next to the railroad track with its red light flashing. But for the guy on the ground, the guy lying on his stomach with his face in the cinders and dirt beside the iron rails, it was far too late for an aid car. He didn't need a medic. What he needed was a medical examiner and a homicide detective. That's where I come in. Homicide Detective J.P. Beaumont of Seattle PD. I was there, along with my pinch-hitting partner, Detective Alan Big Al Lindstrom. After working until midnight on our regular shift, we'd been called back when the body was found. Now we were standing by, waiting for Dr. Howard Baker, King County's medical examiner, to arrive on the scene. Doc Baker isn't a morning person, and this was very early morning. It was 10 to 5 on a cool summer day, just after the longest day of the year. Although the horizon was hidden from view by the Alaskan Way Viaduct directly above us, a pre-dawn glow was breaking up the darkness around us, and the waterfront odor, heavy with wet creosote, filled my nostrils. We waited in a small, hushed group until Doc Baker's dark sedan came tearing through the parking lot and jerked to a stop less than 2 feet from where we stood. Nobody...